in the stream, they wouldn't have seen anything. Since we went past the time, it doesn't say when we're going to start. But in any event, now we're streaming. We should be. And I'm not sure what people can see on the screen. I've got Marina Smolchitz. Did I get it? Smolchitz?
Well, yes,
Yes.
very good.
Okay. Mariana Schmolchetz is here with me.
Smolchitz, yes,
I'll
very
get
good.
you. I can practice this. Yeah, and one of my best recent online buddies, I suppose. We've been collaborating a lot lately. We've had her son Philip on Learning Together. This is a Learning Together broadcast, by the way. Learning Together podcast. It's the 7th of September, 2014, and she's here to talk to us about the Comenius project, but I'm sure that our chatting will range to some other things we've done. We've not only has Philip been on our show talking about Minecraft, but that got me really interested in making Minecraft the subject for Tessel EJ, Tessel Electronic Journal online magazine article. So Mariana was and Philip both wrote that article, and so that's something we just did at the end of this last month. It's the 7th now, and we got that done just a week ago. So we're fresh from that. And meanwhile, we've had this this talk postponed a little bit. And Mariana did this talk at the ResCon conference, the recent ResCon conference in, I think it was in June. Am I right?
It was actually in July, I think, between
Okay.
10th of and 13th of July. But there have been so many conferences. It's sometimes, I think, very difficult to catch up with everything. I think so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong about the conference itself, but it was very busy and very hectic, but very resourceful for all of the participants and presenters at the same time.
It always is. They're wonderful conferences, put on by Steve Hargan, and Shelley Terrell is organizing that one. Yeah, so some great presentations. A couple of presentations on Minecraft we used in our article. So some really neat stuff.
Yes, there was a presentation on Minecraft and many others, and I'm very much looking forward to the Reform Symposium Minicon, which will be in December, somewhere in the beginning of December. I'm not quite sure whether it is still publicly announced. It will be probably interesting. It will last about 4 hours on Sunday, and I think Shelley is definitely thinking of great presenters. But what the good point of these Reform Symposium conferences is that you can, as yourself, as a participant, even present or share some great app or web tools that you are using in your class, and this SmackDown, or how do the do
Yes,
Sweppalooza, since Peggy George called it, really, in a way, gets your head spinning with all wonderful, let's say, tools that people are sharing, and it's a fantastic event. Even if you just attend this one, you will be I don't know, get a lot of great things and suggestions in just 2 minutes, for instance, on one tool. So, okay.
Yeah, well, those are great, and they have real teachers talking, and they're invited. So there is the one, the GEC conference, the Global Educators Conference, where anybody can nominate themselves to present. There's actually on the 21st of September, there's a blog fest coming up, and I'm pretty sure, I think they have spaces on that one. That's one of Nelly Deutsch's projects. And that's another one where you can nominate yourself. You can take a time. When I looked a week or maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe 10 days ago, there were plenty of spaces. They may have been filled in by now, but those are some other events that people can try. And we follow them on Learning Together. So That's what we do every this podcast is learningtogether.net, and we do it every Sunday. We were just talking about Tapton, which was a place we used to go to and text chat. I can't remember when we started doing Tapton, but we had been meeting at Webheads on Sundays at about this time. Usually it was noon GMT, but now it's moved up to 1400 GMT. But we've been meeting at this time for 15 years. So learning together is just an evolution of that.
Yeah, well, this is definitely a long time because I have been a member of becoming a Webhead since 2011, which is for me also a lot. It's almost 4 years now. And I remember joining in Sunday Tapped In chats because Tapped In was still a mystery for me, but it was fun when you get somebody to chat with you, and I still wasn't very active on Facebook, even though I did use it since 2008. But this was like a group chat where people are sharing things, and it was something that even 2011 and 2012, I'm not quite sure about 2013, becoming a Webhead TESOL EVO course, was presented. I think people became members and would come and join there. The first week, we would have a colleague from Tapton to introduce this great communication, I don't know how, platform for teachers. And people really enjoy this tour, you know, shifting from one room to another room, and where are you now? And you would be waiting in the home page and address. You have to go now there or there. So it was fun, and it's good to remember some of the tools. But as you have mentioned, it's closed now, right? I don't think that they have it anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it actually started out as a MOO, which was a multi-object oriented. I think that's what. Anyway, it was a space where you could create scripts and make pets and keep refrigerators and keep things in them. So if someone said open refrigerator, they could be offered some refreshment or something like that.
Okay. So would you like me to start just quickly? Now we have a guest. Da live, yeah. Oh, well, I wanted Philip to say hello, but he wears a mask now, and he didn't want to show, and it was a very, very anonymous. He bought this one for himself for the Halloween this year, whatever they had. So he always sometimes says that he would like to be like, I don't know, some good technique, ICT, who knows in the future, so we will see, who knows. Okay, so...
And Philip is the co-author of the article we were talking about on Minecraft. He's the informant of how it impacts 10 and 11-year-old children. If he's one or the other, he'll soon be one. But anyway, he's... And by the way, I was mentioning that the person who's going to write the next TESOL EJ article on reflective practices. It's a themed issue on reflective practices. It's Rose Bard. Do you know Rose Bard?
Yeah. Rose is from Brazil. Yeah, she's a very dear colleague of mine.
Yes, you know, actually, I asked her because you posted on Facebook something about her presentation, and I remembered the presentation, and I needed this article because they asked me to find somebody to write something on reflective practices because that's the theme of the issue. So thanks to you, I asked Rose, and Rose said, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that. But then she told me about her child, who also is a Minecraft fanatic.
So I'm not the only one.
apparently I'm sure there are a lot of them, but it's interesting. Small world.
Yeah, well, definitely the reflective teaching, this kind of presentation in the ITDI MOOC. More on that, she did post it, and I think I posted some kind of an infographics that she even forgot about the website, and she uses that website a lot, and she says, I have to come and visit the website again, because it always has very useful things. And so I'm very glad that it's doing a lot of great stuff on this teaching, different kind of teaching. And I knew her since Reform Symposium, but I have heard of her before, and now we have been a bit bonded more since 2014 Reform Symposium. So I'm very glad that she's going to do another online. Oh, you have a cat!
It's like our baby. The cat likes to be the center of attention.
Yeah, it's the same like my our booby. We call it booby. Uh-huh. I love to call it Bubinho because he wanted to. He used to love to watch football on TV a lot. So I said, okay, so this is kind of a goofy cat.
Yeah, totally.
And it's very similar. It's very similar to ours. Yeah, he's cute.
Showing his favorite part of the body.
Yeah. So you have a cat, while our Shelly has the pug.
Mascot. The cat is trying to get on my lap, so now it succeeded. Okay. So anyway. Okay. So we're having a nice. This is just the two of us, just Marianne and I, just having a nice informal chat. We like to do that on Webheads in Learning Together. And so anyway, the cat came to listen to see what you had to say. So you're going to tell us about the Comenius project.
Yeah, we have a guest now, so we can start. Yeah, well, I have been an EFL teacher in a high school in Croatia, in Ogulin. It's called Gimnazija Bernardina Frankopana, which actually means high school. Gimnazija is like Bernardin Frankopan High School. And for the past 2 years, I have been coordinating this Comenius Multilateral School Partnership Project, which was actually a part of the European Lifelong Learning Program, which started in 2007 and lasted until 2013-2014. And during these lifelong learning programs, they had many types of Comenius projects. One of them were Comenius, or you had Erasmus for students, university students, or you had Leonardo da Vinci projects for instance, vocationals, high schools, and so on. And after attending seminars in our national agency here in Croatia, I somehow applied and started my own profile on eTwinning. That is something like Facebook, but it's a platform for European teachers. It's called eTwinning. And there you get many kinds of online projects on using TwinSpace platform. But of course, you can also get connections, like in any other social networks, for these kind of Comenius mobility projects, where we get money from the national agencies, which was actually sponsored by European Union Lifelong Learning Program, and then you get to travel and visit these partners' schools. So. What happened for me is that a colleague from Bulgaria, her name is Eli Tanova, we are now very close friends on Facebook as well, she asked if I would like to enter this project together with her. So we find two more partners from Hungary and from Estonia. And it become a multilateral project, you have to have at least three partners. So we actually had these four partners, so it was four schools. And you can now move the slides. On the first slide, of course, those are the laws that we need to always have, and the logo of our project, Enterprising Healthy and Creative. The logo, I will explain more about it later when we come to the slide of itself.
Yeah, I'm clicking on the screen and it's not here I found the arrows. There we go. Okay.
Yeah, good. So these are the school partners. So Bulgarian Vocational School, Professor Dr. Asen Zlatarov from Vidin. Vidin is a very big city in Bulgaria. It's basically on the north of Bulgaria. I haven't unfortunately visited because at that time I was not able to travel, but my colleagues went. But of course you don't travel to all of the countries, you always have to give a possibility for other teachers and students to travel as well. Then Hungary, it was always a problem for me to pronounce the name of the school, Morzs Zsigismund Reformatus Collegium, but the town, they taught me how to pronounce the town. It's called Kisui Salas, and you have to stress it like this, like Kisui Salas. And they were very nice schools in Hungary. We had a great time when we visited that a small city. In Estonia, in Narva, which is actually bordering Russia, so we get to even practice our Russian, and the colleagues from Estonia spoke a lot of Russian, so it was like speaking Russian and English at the same time. It was fun. And of course our school from Ogulin, so four countries, four schools from four different towns, and we had to, all of us, that was the part of the project, submit together to our national agency the project book, which had for about 40 pages, and then you wait for the national agency to confirm if you have got the funding, let's say. And we did. We found out in 2012, somewhere in June, that we had the project, but the applying for the project was always somewhere in the beginning of or at the end of February. I forgot the date. When was it at that time? That was 3 years ago almost. And we waited, and we all the four schools were got the funding, and then we started this project, which lasted for 2 years. You can move now.
Okay.
So in the project book, everything was planned, you know, like for 24 months, what is going to be done? This is why this project book is very important. Of course, it was a lot of things, and that we have to follow this project book. And what our national agency, it's called the Agency for Mobility and Programs of the European Union, the financing was 80% money you get now, let's say, for the mobilities and other things that you need to get. And in order to get the rest of the money, 20%, you need to have like minimally 24 mobilities. And what our school did is we even had more, which was fantastic. So at least 24, but if you had more, that was even better. So 30 mobilities, 11 teachers and 19 students traveled in these 2 years for the exchangings and working of our mutual project. And you have seen that one mobility means one travel of one person.
Mm-hmm.
So you can move now. And the project is called Enterprising Healthy and Creative. So the whole point was doing a lot of things on business, learning about entrepreneurship and how to apply for a job and how to start their own business, and also to be creative, but also to be healthy. The point of being healthy is our school in Croatia, but also these schools in Hungary and in Bulgaria, they at first that was like, an optional subject. And it was called the school company, and the point was that you have to create your own student company, and in order to talk about healthy food, each of the countries have to choose which product they are going to talk about. And the Bulgarian colleague had an idea about the four products, so the milk, fruit and vegetable, fish and honey. Our school was concerned about honey and other regarding bees, and it was called Medicia, because in Croatian honey is called med. Med is so I think it's in Bulgarian, in Russian it's the same word because of the Slavic languages. Estonians did talk about fish. They do all the exploring about fish. Bulgarians about milk and cheese and other milk products, and Hungarians about fruit and vegetables. And in order to product to succeed, this project story, we contacted using emails and Facebook and Skype. Of course, I wanted more Google Doc, but it was mainly between me and my colleagues. But we did use Google Docs a lot, to post stuff such as emails and Skype for students to chat more about the project and just communicate, you know, and practicing English language, which was an official language of the project. So you can now move.
Okay.
So each country.
Can I ask you?
Yes.
This is really interesting. I'm fascinated with this. That first of all, that you have funding for such projects, and I suppose you're all aware in these different countries that the funding exists, and you're looking for collaborations which you can apply for a grant and you can get this funding. You can travel to see each other. How do you meet these people? How did you put your schools and your students together to start the project to begin with?
Well, actually, the teachers were the one to, you know, start the communication. So, and when we got the project, when the colleague contacted me, she said that she has now four partners. Croatia was one of them. She, in a way, we exchanged emails first on eTwinning, and then she started sending emails. Of course, she started to send group emails for all of us. So we exchanged Skype, for instance, contacts, and we discussed certain things regarding the project on Skype to write this project book. Now, when we got the project, the communication continued between the teachers, among teachers the same. And in my school, the thing was that we said we got this communious project and that we want students who would like to collaborate, work and travel, and of course learn a lot in the project, let's say, out of school, extracurricular activities, they want to join us. So there have been, you know, students want to do certain things. Of course, there's not like 100 of them would like to do them, but there were like 20 or even more eager students to do this. And because, you know, you have to stay after school or do work online. I even collaborated with them in a Facebook group. While, for instance, it was for my school. For instance, teacher in Bulgaria, she had some time like quiz or testing, I don't know, about how in their school a lot of students would like to do these kind of projects, so they in a way see how good they are and how eager they are, and they choose. Maybe I'm saying correctly. In Hungary also they had these students who knew English very well, and it did a lot of things regarding school company in their own school, so that those students were automatically, shifted into doing this kind of communist project. It was the same in Estonia. In our Croatia, in my school, we gathered the students who go to the vocational school, because my school is high school, but we have these programs, you know, for the hotel and tourism management for economics. And first we try to them, because they already know what is school company and how this is done, and they knew because the economics teacher who was involved in this knew how to organize the things. But you know, students in the school who have been listening about the project asked you if they can come and if they can do things, and I said yes, why not? So the students have been included, and it was fantastic. Now after the project is over in Croatia, they all ask you, are there going to be any new projects? You know, because now they have been traveling, exploring, learning a lot about new stuff, and especially for students, traveling is the best, and they can do it for free, you know, they just are a part of the project. But of course, as you said, to get the grant, school has to apply, and this year we applied again. My colleague wrote with some other partners from other European countries. Unfortunately, they didn't get the grant for this year, but he is hoping for next year. Very similar project also that the European Union is going to fund, because they have, I don't know, they have this money, the education divided to certain purposes, and in this one case is this this kind of mobilities and doing on certain projects. Of course, the point is that you have to get great outcomes. You have to have the results. Otherwise, you cannot get the funding, the rest of the 20% of funding or something like that. So it's not like just we are going to travel and have fun. It's a lot of work, really, a lot of work included. And now I remember one of the colleagues who joined us when we had the Minecraft talk, you know, and I talked about the communists somewhere in June. he says, wow, this is really a complex project, and I didn't, it wasn't even aware of it then after when he said it, and it really was a complex project. It's well organized. Yeah.
That's why I asked, because you go in, you did this also the last time you talked about it, yeah. As you start talking about it, that's why I asked you, gosh, let's back up and see what, how did this get started, you know, how, because as it is, it does appear complex. I'm sure that things, when you are organizing them and you have partners and you have students who are eager, things fall into place quite well, and so it's really interesting. It sounds like a great opportunity for students, you know, that you're able to, they must learn quite a lot. I suppose they already have good IT skills, good internet connectivity skills, I would think.
Mostly, mm-hmm. But they have learned, I taught a lot of my students and my colleague who later helped in IT teacher. They were not aware of the many other complex, or not complex, very useful web tools. Of them, point in all this project was also to learn more about the other ICT tools. You know, let me come back to the project book. When you apply for the project book, you have the form that you need to fill in. And in this form, you have to say, okay, so these are my partners. We are going to work for 2 years. Then you have to explain in the summary, what is the project going to be about? What are you going to, who are you going to include? What are you going to talk about? How are you going to disseminate, you know, how are you going to talk about the project? Are you going to publish any books, video thing, CDs? Who is going to benefit from the project? And what kind of learning will students have from it? So we, English, ICT, in this case it was biology, ecology, health issues and so on. And then everything of these things is included in the project book. And even the very well planned month by month in 2 years, who is going to do what, when are going to be the meetings, who is going to publish, who is going to take care of the website, who is going to do the Facebook website. So what we did when we discussed in this Skype, you know, talk before we submit a proposal to the to the European Union, to our national agencies. Whose idea actually was this, told us that she had an idea that, for instance, in Croatia, she has international meetings or a fair of students' companies, you know, like a normal fair of any other, where you can go and buy things of healthy food. And she asked me, do you think you will be able to organize this when we get the project? And I said, yes, no problem, because I knew my school and my colleagues and our students, and with the help of the local community, you know, part of the town, organized. We really organized. It was fantastic. It was like a professionally organized fair for the students' companies, and people in town came. They visited. They even tasted, you know, food, cheese, and milk and fish that the Estonians brought. And it was just for the students to see how this would really work in life. So they open a company of their own, and they will have to go and, you know, advertise their products. This is how it's going to be for them in the the question was the same for the colleague in Hungary. Are you going to be able to organize an interview for the job? They had to prepare the questions, like if, for instance, you are now and you are applying for the job of the human resources for the Hungarian company, and, you know, prepared the questions, they prepared the advertising, we are asking for people to work for us, so on. And what that this was very, very well organized professionally. And then my students and the students from Bulgaria, Estonia, and even the Hungarians, they had to write the curriculum vitae. They were trying to apply for the job, and they choose. I told my students, okay, each of one will choose one job, or if we had more students, some of them they had to write CVs and circular letters. We practiced with them how to do this in English. So each country, each school has had its own tasks. So it was divided between four of us. Otherwise, this couldn't work. So it was really, really well planned. It was blocked. But when it is well planned and when you have the good collaboration, of course, problems can occur. You can, if you do not know how to start. For me, this was the first project, but I can say that rather experienced because I worked online a lot, doing all kinds of moderation for Test Olivio, becoming a web head, doing online. Student Skype conferences and so on, and all of these things help you in a way to collaborate more easily and to say your ideas, what will work, what will not work. So it was like constantly working for the best of everybody.
You've hit the nail on the head there. That's a theme that I return to, that I guess we all do, and that is that by doing what we're doing right now, we learn, how to put up a slideshow, for example. That was something that, believe it or not, Rita and I were talking about that before you arrived, because she had been on the Q conference, which is also run by Steve Hargan, which is something that's going on right now. Yesterday and today, she gave a presentation, and the people who she was dealing with at the conference didn't know how to run the slide presentation through the Hangout. So I showed her how to do it the way I'm doing it right now. So when you arrived, of course, it was easy. It was all set up here. Just click and it's there. But the complication was we had to get it running from SlideShare. Well, I mean, it's just kind of second nature. You know, it just, all these little problems you solve, and then when it comes up again, and it does,
that is actually the core point. So I said, maybe it's not in this slide share. When I had permission from my school staff, I talked to them about the project, about how we finished, what kind of results we had, because every year, after a semester or certain things, I had to give them like a report what we have done, because that was of course for them, if they want to do something similar. In my school, five or six teachers worked on this with me together, so five or six teachers closely. All the school staff, of course, but they were always very supportive. And now, if they get the idea, they would like to do something similar. They know who to ask. And this is something that you learn from the web heads. You need to help each other, because you never know who is going to need your help, or maybe you will probably need other people's help. But for me, the point is in sharing, because somehow you will benefit definitely once in the future. And for instance, I benefited for the project is that I learned a lot how to make websites, how to open Facebook websites and so on. And I'm an English teacher. Of course, I had ICT help for other things. But for me, it was very easy to help a colleague from Estonia to run an official project website, because I knew how to work in WordPress. I knew how to work in Blogger. It was so simple for me. I could do it. And and the fun thing was that my colleague, Mitanka from Bulgaria, she's an English teacher, she would always tell me, are you an ICT teacher? Because I said, no, I'm an English teacher. Are you sure you're not an ICT teacher? Because for her, it was funny that I knew some stuff. And I said, well, I think it's normal for a teacher to always develop for the self-development, for this personal development to do. And if you want to develop in certain things, and the technology is something that you have to at least bit to know more about it, because it will help you in your lessons, in your classes, and now definitely in the projects. And sometimes people tell me, I cannot do it like you. You know everything about the ICT. And I said, it's not like you cannot learn. It's definitely super if you know it now, but it's not that you cannot figure it out from I didn't know, and still I'm learning about other stuff. So just don't be scared and ask for help. And get the great people, the great support, and then that you can lean on them. And after, if you are, how to say, eager enough to learn by yourself, you will do it. So it's not like just say sit and wait for everybody else to do it for you, because you can do it later on yourself, by yourself. Sorry. Okay. So the more you know, the better for you.
And one other point, you model that for your students, so your students learn because you're learning from them too, probably. So they'll figure things out. You'll learn from them, and you'll model the things you already know for them. And then
you said more. And then I remember some stories now. First of all, my students saw the organizing moderator skills. Now they are doing it on their own. They are doing these presentations by themselves. Most of them, they told me, teacher, how are you doing this? Or did you learn how to do this or that? I remember a student from Estonia who didn't speak a word with me. She was a very nice girl. And then by the end of the then she came to Croatia. We were guests in Croatia, as you can see, in October 2013. And when we were leaving, she came to me and she gave me a huge chocolate bar. And she said, thank you. I don't know what actually she meant. Still thinking, because I never asked for. I think for her, it was fantastic how we organized the meeting in Croatia. Everybody was. No, everybody was taken care of, and we were always very nice to all the being a host. It was also very, very well done in Bulgaria and Hungary and Estonia. And now you have this culture sharing. And for her, she told me that she learned really a lot by just visiting the country. She learned a lot by just meeting us. She said she learned a lot, and then she even see Croatia. You know, we took them to see the Adriatic coast and also some other cities. And that was fantastic. That was something new. She said that if she could get the chance, she would come and study in Croatia, because that is building, you know, with Erasmus exchanges with the faculties. You come and study if you wish from Estonia in Croatia, or Croatia Estonia, or whatever. So she says, if I had the opportunity, I think she would like to come probably. My students would probably love to go to any other country as well, because for them that's a window to another country, but they would love to explore. Okay. Yeah,
okay. Let's go to the next slide.
Yeah. We can move the slides quickly, because this talk I have never had. So these are basically things what we have done in Estonia. So visiting each of the country, we had to do certain tasks. In Estonia, we created this official website. A colleague from Estonia created the website using WordPress, and I got the login. A possibility to also edit. For me, it was the first time to do works in WordPress, but I figured it out quickly, because, you know, by doing anything in Blogger or any other Google sites, it's quickly. Also, we created a Facebook project website that was done by the colleague from Hungary. And I created a Facebook secret group for the communication among us teachers and students. So it was more like a fun group, but we shared a lot of things there. And students colored the logo and chosen the logo and the song of the project. The logo was actually the idea of our Croatian student and ICT teacher colleague, and everybody loved it. As you can see, it, the flags are in these puzzles, mm-hmm. and
intertwined and flags.
Yeah. And the call from suggested we add this. Flower, which was some kind of which means health. It's in Bulgarian, zdravet, or something, which means health. And this is just a screenshot of the website. And of course, the website has everything. It has all the things that we have done. I'm just writing it in the chat for you, but we don't have to. You can move later on. Okay.
Yeah, maybe I could play around. I could let's see. Yeah. KOVE.
The website is great. We have divided invited it into you share the photographs, the videos. I will have to go to YouTube because both me and colleagues from Hungary and all of we wanted, you know, to make these things interesting for the students and to have fun, you know, to reminisce, to see what you have done. And we could create, or we have created a lot of videos of the mobilities, you know. Yeah, you are now on the website.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the events page or results, for instance, the results, if you click the results, yes, what you will get opened is the results, and what we have here, results of the partnership for the first year. And of course, the results are the Facebook website and this website that you are now on, and the multilingual electronic catalog of healthy food for students. You will see later on. And for the second year, yes, this is the catalog. It is in it is online. The colleague from Estonia, sorry, from the Hungarian team, they collected everything and they posted it on the Ublisher, published on Ublisher. A poster that my colleagues created of the international fair. These are just the images, you know, and it was very interesting done. I love it. We even added the sponsors who helped us, and it was held in the Hotel Frankopan in our town. We get the venue, you know, it's fantastic, and I think the people in Ogulin really loved it, because we were also, we had an interview at the Radio Ogulin in Croatia, in my town, a week before our guests came from Bulgaria, from Hungary, and we talked about it, and later on the reporter came from the Radio Ogulin to talk with the people to do a you know, like they posted it in the news, and I even invited the Croatian TV, and I didn't believe that a national TV would come, but they were very interested in the talk. A documentary about ecology, and the thing is, so they came and they do a small reportage, or how do you call it in English? I forgot. About
interview documentary
about 2 or 3 minutes. And the reporter from the national TV, she talked to me. I just gave, like, you know, an introduction to the Comenius, and what she did actually to go around all of the fairs, the stands, and she talked to the students. She asked them, okay, so how do you like it in Croatia, and what can you tell us about your product? What, why milk, for instance, for Bulgaria? And you could see the students talking in English, and it was synchronized. Well, later on, I think I have to find it. It is somewhere here on the website as well. You will find it on the blog.
And what are the DVDs?
Mm-hmm. No, that was the DVDs. The DVD is something else. I will talk about it. Just to tell you about the news, the students would talk about, okay, we decided to produce milk because we think this or that, and they spoke in English. She interviewed them. Then, of course, our students, they spoke in Croatian because it was in Croatian TV. She asked them about the type of honey. Why do you think this honey is perfect for which kind of illness or something like that? So it was actually them doing something that they will probably, who know, do in the real life, if they once have their own company, or if you go up a little bit, and you will see international, yes, youth forum exhibition. Click on that, and I think I have embedded the news. If you scroll down, yes, this is the from the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is 4 minutes long. That was a documentary interview of 4 minutes long. Of course, everything is in Croatian, but that was the outcome, let's say the result. One of the colleagues recorded it from TV, and then I edited and in my Windows Movie Maker and posted on YouTube. So, this, yes, it's Croatian National TV on October. This is how it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
the fair in Croatia. You know, you see the stands and the students and a lot of people. These are the Hungarian students. These are even Croatian school students, but they didn't work on the project, but we wanted them to be a part of it because they did about cabbage. You know, Croatia, my town, Ogulin, is about producing a healthy kind of cabbage. Oh, me speaking?
Mm-hmm.
In Croatian, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, she will move and some of the products of the Hungarian students. You know, they produced jam from fruit and vegetables. These are the Estonian students with fish products. And it was very tasty. I haven't tried those kind of all of these kind of they brought caviar. This is about honey. The stand of our students. You see them standing around and talking to the customers, you know, and or trying out some kinds of. Of course, I have to mention that we had sponsors. Inning partners in Croatia in order to have this school company in this case it was honey, we had beekeepers, local beekeepers who helped our student, you know, with the ideas and helped my economics teacher Liliana, who did the company in the school. And this is the beekeeper. He also said a few words about the type of honey and how is it important and healthy. And he was actually, you know, one of the, how can I say it, one of the, in the committee, because we have the jury. The students, they had this fair, but of course we had the professional jury who would, you know, mark and say, okay, we think that you deserve the certificate for the best company, you deserve the certificate for the best brochure, you have deserved the certificate for the best logo, or the catalog or something like that. There were nine, let's say, categories, and I invited, together with my colleagues from the Croatian National Agency for the Vocational Schools, two ladies who came, who do this usually in the competitions for the students in Croatia, and we had these two local beekeepers and one of the members from the hotel. So they walk around, they got their own sheet of which they have to, you know, mark, they have this on the stand, they don't have this, it's taste, it's not taste, or something like that. And after the project, after this day, the fair lasted for 4 hours, we got together to see who have won a certain certificate, and then we issued this certificate to the students or to their companies. So it was fantastic because everybody won something, you know, the Estonians for the best logo, I think, Croatian team for the catalog, Hungarian team for the performance or for the stand, and so on. It was very fun, and as you know, students got also certificates for being the part of this fair. So for them, definitely, this was well worth doing and being a part of this project.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to back up to your slideshow, if I could find it. I just realized I went over I put this in the same window as your slideshow. There it is, okay.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. I think I have basically said a lot of things. I'm just going to skip. You can move the slides and I will stop you, for instance. You can stop
okay.
Here. So in Croatia, as I said, it was the fair. These are the photos from the Estonia.
Mm-hmm.
The students worked on a lot of workshops of about creativity and about fish, you know, and of course these photos you see the students posting their works on the logos. They came with some of their ideas and they made them there in Estonia, and then we had to vote, you know, we would like this one, we think this one is the best, and this is how we got the logo of the project, for instance. You can see teachers in the last photo below that mainly were in Estonia, all together the Bulgarians, Hungarians, Estonians, Croatians, and so on. So you can move. I think there are a
okay.
few more photos. Yeah. Oh, the flying with by plane was very interesting. And a colleague from Estonia, she took us around to visit a lot of great universities and schools in their town. That was actually also part of the project to see, you know, where students learn. Teach about, you know, business and entrepreneurship. And of course we visited the sea. For some of the Hungarian colleagues it was the first time to see the sea, and we couldn't believe one of our colleagues, she even went into the sea and it was very cold. It was like minus 5 or 7. I couldn't imagine doing that, but she was very brave. Okay. So in Hungary there was a job interview role play that I already mentioned. So the students got from the Hungarian team, we got the possibility of applying for a certain job for the GEM company that was called in Hungary. And we did all of these CVs and circular letters in Croatia, or the Bulgarians did in their country and so on. So we would send that by email. And then they chose, for instance, 4 students. They would tell us that beforehand. So these 4 students, for instance, from Croatia, definitely went to Hungary. And they had this job interview role play. And the teachers that have been doing the role play were the English teachers. We in a way pretended that we are hiring for the GEM company. And we also had the last talk about the multi-catalog of healthy food, which I will mention a bit later when you move the slide. The interview is for me, this is the front and the last page, or the back page. The catalog consists products of each company, of each country, so milk, Bulgarians, milk, fish, honey, and fruit and vegetables, and their products. So our students wrote about, I don't know, type of honey, you know, and the point is that the image, you have the image of the honey, and you have the explanation in English and in Croatian. While for the milk products, you also, if from Bulgarian, you have the explanation in Bulgarian and in English. So we wanted to have it both in our mother tongues and also, but of course, in English. So that's why we call it a multilingual electronic catalog. And it has about 70 pages. So if you have the time, read it because it's very interesting. You can move on because we will get to the photos. They are more interesting. Yeah, this is how it looked like for the interview, you know, students entering and you ask them certain questions. Why would you like to work for us? What job are you applying for? They say, for instance, for the IT expert. And we say, okay, so what kind of we see we got, you know, because they have to write it beforehand. We had their CVs and cover letters, and we read, for instance, and we would pretend, okay, can you tell us something about this or that? And it was a bit stressful for them, I would say, because it was just a role play. But in a way, we as teachers decided who will get these 7 jobs for the GEM company. And if you see below in the last photo, you have a director or of the company that was a Hungarian student who was signing the contract with them, like in the real life, and you know, shaking hands, and of course you're going to work for us and so on. So it was nice. Okay.
Okay. Oh, wrong mouse.
Because you have
I
three computer. Yeah,
have
and
too many mice here, yeah.
Yeah, and in Hungary, the colleagues there organized visiting a fruit and vegetable company for producing, you know, frozen these fruit and vegetables. I forgot, and we even went there to see. You can see all of these doctors. Actually, those are not; those are us teachers. Which I will mention when you move.
Hi,
the slide.
Salima. Hi,
The interview
Mariana.
is for
How are
me.
you?
This is the front and the last page. Yeah, fine, thank you. Yeah, probably she has a broadcast. Can you
No.
just turn off your Bulgarians, milk, fish, honey,
Yeah,
and
Halima,
fruit
your
and
microphone
their
is
products.
interrupting. See what we can do. Okay, I think I might have. I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah. Okay. She's in the middle. She's just winding up her presentation. Ali McKee.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was nice. We learned a lot by visiting the companies, factories actually, and they visited Budapest and they did some extra sport activities. Be healthy. You need to do a lot of sports. And it was nice, actually in Hungary. We did a lot for also. I would say you can move on. Because we come to Croatia, even I have talked about that one. The results in Croatia was that the fair that you have showed us on YouTube. So I said most of that stuff. And the CD of the photos of the fair. So I don't have to explain, but we had one of our students who had to take the photos of all the people there about how they started the stand and everything. So each on this CD, you have all four countries and 70 photos, I think, for each of the country from the beginning of creating and making the stand till the end when they got the certificates. You know, that was the idea, to have this outcome, how it actually looked like. And my colleague, we together decided on the photos later. He created the cover and used a certain tool to create these, menu when you open. If you want to look at the photos, you have to ask us to send you, for instance, the copy of the DVD. This is what we decided, but it was nicely done. Most of the photos are actually in the videos that we created, you know, like slide shares, but here are they all collected in the CD. So you can move on. We come to Bulgaria. Yeah. Okay.
That's why we call it a multilingual electronic catalog, and it has about 70 pages. So if you have the time, read it because it's very interesting. You can move on.
Okay.
Photos. They are more interesting. Yeah. This is how it looked like for the interview. You know, students entering, and you ask them certain questions. Why would you like to work for us? What job are you applying for?
Yeah, Halima, can you please have your mic on?
I did that. I clicked. I used the wrong mouse again. That's the problem.
Yeah. So these are the photos from the fair. You have already seen that in the video. We can move on. Our students and my colleague Liliana, who worked on students' company with them. Then when you move, so these are basically things from the fair. You see how many people were there. Actually, we brought our students from school. The one of the tasks, they came to visit because they were those students who are not, you know, involved in the project. They wanted to come and see, and it was very interesting and very lively through the whole 4 hours. People have been coming and going. It was fun for them. Okay, and in Bulgaria, this is to Croatia. We have been visiting Plitvice Lake, taking them, and also students had a lot of workshop on using IC tools. They had to create a lot of stuff regarding healthy food. So some of them made blogsters, some of them made comics where they would talk about it's very healthy for you to eat, I don't know, honey because you will not be sick and so on. So we left them to be very creative and they have to do either photos or blogsters, comic books, and they have divided into groups and they worked, collaborated together for a few hours. And later on, you have seen one of my students below. She is actually showing to everybody what her group has done and how did they use a certain tool and so on. It was fun for them. The good point is that our students in Croatia in my school, actually it was the idea of one class, they had a healthy breakfast for our guests. So they came to school very early in the morning and they prepare breakfast, like breakfast, everything homemade. And that was a surprise for our guests because they didn't have to eat in the hotel in that morning, but they had to come to school. There were everything, and they said that really enjoyed that. The students would make pancakes in the class. They made eggs, omelets. They ate these fresh apples, and they brought jams and everything. So this is, I really loved that because, you know, the school, the students who were not the part of the project, in a way, wanted to become involved in in hosting the guests from other country, and we really really love them doing that. So we can move. Yeah, in Bulgaria, the last meeting was in Bulgaria. That was in April this year. I couldn't go because I had some health issues, but my three colleagues go and six students went there. The meeting was divided into two things. First was the innovation camp, where students had to develop a certain, you know, business idea. Also, they were divided from different countries in one group, and they got the certificate. The idea was about, I think they had to create a hotel in space or something like that. It was very interesting for them. They just retold me what they have done. And the DVD was produced in Bulgaria, which actually collects the four different products, documentaries or interviews or let's say a play of students, a creative, you know, play recorded and then put on DVD to show their creativity, but it has to do something with health and the products that they have done. So, for instance, in Croatia, we recorded a lot of interviews with the beekeeper. We visited his beekeeping farm, the bees. The students asked him questions, and then we even helped him doing certain work, you know, with the honey. And he let us do this as a part of our documentary, and we even add subtitles in English into it, while the conversation was done in Croatian, of course. The Hungarian team, they had done the interviews about healthy food. Estonians then did their own about fish, and I think the Bulgarians, they had a play, their students, they even acted out, you know, they acted out a certain situation regarding healthy food and milk and how it's important to be healthy. So everything had their own free hand of what to do. It had to be a very creative to show their expertise in ICT or anything else. So this is what does this DVD collect. And last one, what do we have? You can move. Yeah, these are some photos from the Bulgarian, because they visited also some great sites around the city of Vidin. And yes, the last was ebook of healthy recipes and the questionnaire. So the colleague from Bulgaria, she wanted us to collect, you know, healthy recipes from Croatia for all the dishes, you know, like soup or main meal, then desserts, and we collected these in our table, equal healthy recipes, and I think I'm going to buy some of the Estonian and Bulgarian and Hungarian recipes, because, and I hope somebody else can also try them out, and also we compared our, let's say, programs, different curriculums, and we did a questionnaire on that, and also created this ebook where this enterprising is compared, and you can find it also online. Everything is published on the website, and I think we have come to the end. Maybe you can move more slides. Yeah. This is what is the main top point: the teamwork, because without being a good in team and be having a great tolerance and support by your colleagues, and you know, in a way, be flexible is all about. So working in a team is all about this stuff: flexibility, tolerance, culture sharing. So something that I was aware of because I was working already, as we have mentioned in the beginning, Vance. And I think we have come. And I don't know what I have as for the last slide. Maybe you can try and move. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, because okay. I just see it's almost 5:30, and unfortunately I will have to say goodbye in a few minutes because I have to prepare dinner.
Me too. Dinner is prepared, and I'm delaying it.
Yeah, Halima, it's very nice you joined us in the end. Unfortunately, I will be happy if you leave comments or maybe say something and listen to the recording definitely later on. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Vince, for hosting. Yeah. Yes, you obviously, this is a great accomplishment, a wonderful example of what a teacher does when a teacher is really involved with their students and models for them, as we were talking about.
Learns from
your personal learning network, and then imparts some of that to your students.
Yeah, definitely. It was a lot of work. I cannot say that it wasn't. It was, I say, time consuming. But as being experienced a lot, I was able somehow to deal with it, but of course you cannot do it alone. You can just you ask, okay, can you do this part, and you do this part, and you do this part. That's why you have to have somebody as a coordinator in your own school, but also somebody who is the main coordinator. In this case, that was the colleague from Bulgaria, but of course she was very open, and if we said, I don't think this could work, we cannot do this, can we do it something like differently, she was okay, of course, but we need to do it at least this part like that. And I said, okay. So definitely, if you are not tolerant and flexible and you don't think that you can have your time for this, then I just say to people that they have to be aware that they are not working alone and on their own, because that is something different. That's individual work. This is teamwork, and you have to respect each other and try to give your best as possible. If you cannot do something, just say it. Okay, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. And it's, of course, no problem. If you cannot, somebody else will do it. So in my opinion, so sharing ideas, definitely. And I learned a lot. I visited two countries, Estonia and Hungary, for the first time. I haven't been to Bulgaria, and she was a bit, Ellie was a bit sad because I didn't come, but unfortunately that I cannot do about it. I can't do anything about it. And I'm glad that I have, in a way, spread my personal network, because I have met people from other countries that I probably wouldn't have on Facebook, because I, in a way, go in a certain circles, let's say. But it's always good to have people. So it was a good experience.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the time to tell us about it, and I know you have to get off and make dinner.
Yeah,
Halima, thank you for coming from all the way from Uzbekistan, and both of us have to go. Actually, I've got a meeting of the EVO team. It started half an hour ago, or it's starting in half an hour, I'm not sure. But anyway, well, thank you very much.
Regarding EVO, I'm going to send you an email, but now, goodbye, and we'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you.
Did a questionnaire on that, and also created this e-book where this advertising is prepared.
Okay. I'm going to stop the broadcast because we're getting the recording from Halima's
Four slides.
Yes, thank you.